U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is in many ways in a direct line from our founder, Fighting Bob La Follette, who served in the Senate in the early part of the 20th century. Tammy Baldwin actually sits at Fighting Bob La Follette's old desk in her office in the Senate, and she's joining us tonight from Washington, D.C. Welcome, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Hi, I'm Senator Tammy Baldwin, and welcome to this year's Fighting Bob Fest. Thank you to the Progressive for bringing together so many fired up progressives in the Badger State. I want to express my gratitude for your engagement and for your commitment to fight for the progressive values that we share and that have defined our state. While the festival looks a little different this year, the reason why we're joined together is just as important as ever. I have the great honor of occupying the same Senate seat as the namesake of today's festival, Fighting Bob La Follette. And I admire Fighting Bob's legacy in so many ways, but I want to assure you that I will not emulate his maiden speech, which went on for 3 successive days in the U.S. Senate. Fighting Bob ran for Senate because he was concerned that while powerful corporate interests were well served in Washington, ordinary people weren't even being heard. And he traveled all around Wisconsin, literally speaking from a stage of soapboxes and hay wagons at county fairs. And his message came to define our state's progressive tradition. The things he talked about still ring true today. And I've heard from Wisconsinites who've told me that the powerful and well-connected still seem to get to write their own rules, while concerns and struggles of working families go unnoticed in Washington. Working people feel like our economic system favors those at the top, and that our political system exists to protect those unfair advantages instead of respecting and rewarding the dignity of hard work. Despite all this, I know that if we stand together, we will give a voice to those that need to be heard. We have so much work to do on issues of economic and racial justice, but don't let the cynics tell you it can't be done. I've never listened to them, and neither should you. I believe with all my heart that we can make a difference together, and I want each and every one of you to make sure that you have a plan to vote. If you're not registered to vote, register. If you're voting by mail, request a ballot and get it in as soon as possible. We need to do everything we can to make sure everyone's voice is heard so we can bring about the change people want and need. Our state's motto is one word, forward, and together we will move forward and write the next chapter of Wisconsin's proud progressive tradition. Thank you, and have a great night, and keep up the fight.